Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado today. My name is Scott Whatley. Thank you so much for joining us. We've got a great lineup for you today, and we are going to kick it off with a good friend of our show and someone we've got to be involved with over the last year or so here, and that is the Friends of the NRA and Brad Dreyer. And Brad is the Colorado State Field Representative here in Colorado. So, Brad, thanks for being with us today on Sportsman of Colorado.
Awesome, Scott. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
You bet. You bet. Well, you know, tell us, for those that maybe are, NRA, most, I would assume, listening know about the NRA, but tell us a little bit more about the Friends of the NRA and maybe how this got going and kind of the mission of it and all that, and then we'll get into a special event coming up.
Yeah, Scott, the Friends of NRA is basically, it's our non-political, non-profit side of NRA, so we don't talk politics. In fact, that's a big no-no. Basically, what we do is we raise money to help the shooting sports. So all the money we raise is given away once a year, and it's pretty much anybody that applies for grants, that is eligible to apply for grants as a nonprofit, can get money, whether that's 4-H, Women on Target, any Eagle classes, range improvements, pretty much anyone that has need to further, firearm education, youth education, anything along those lines. We try and fund that and help them sometimes where they can't get funding in other areas.
Okay, that's great. And, you know, we've been to several of the banquets and always a great turnout. And the reason why we wanted to have Brad on today, first of all, make you aware of, this end of the NRA, so to speak. And, again, it's Friends of the NRA, and they do a lot of banquets just all around the state. So when you hear about one, boy, if you can go and support it, we would appreciate it very much. But we've got a great one coming up here, October the 8th. Well, I tell you, and there may be some other dates we'll talk about too, but one we're going to focus on a little bit today is one October 8th, and that's in Longmont. And so tell us a little bit about that one, then maybe we'll talk about some other dates.
Yeah, Scott, that's going to be a real exciting one for us. That one should have about 400 attendees there. That one will sell out. So if any of your listeners are interested in going, you definitely want to go online and get tickets. To get tickets for that banquet, you want to go to www.friendsofnra.org. You click on Find an Event, then click on Colorado. It'll show you our last three events for the year. This big one, that's the special one for us, Scott. It's our state banquet.
Right.
We've got over 127 guns in counting right now that we're going to give away that night. And I say give away. We'll find new owners. We'll have to do a normal background check as,
sure,
as the protocol. But those are guns that people will be able to win that night, whether it's live auction, games, different raffles, pre-raffles. All those guns are going to be given away that night. So it's just a great time. We even have guns as door prizes. So simply by being there, you have a chance to win five guns without doing anything other than showing up.
Wow, that's a great deal. And I'm telling you, these aren't, just real inexpensive. You guys have some nice, nice firearms at these events. I mean, really nice.
Exactly, yeah. These guns, we've got the extremely hard-to-find Ruger Precisions. We'll have those at the event. We've got a lot of different Kimber pistols and rifles, some Colt pistols. You name it, Scott, we've got it. We're going to have just a very wide selection of guns, something for everyone. We've got numerous ladies' games that they can play. Obviously, gentlemen can play those too, but just lots of games for everybody. We'll even have a kid's drawing. So there's literally something for everyone at this banquet, and the money all goes to a great cause.
Right. And so really, this really is truly a family event. Hey, husband, wife, bring the kids, and it's a good event for everyone.
Absolutely.
Good deal. And talk about some of your sponsors. I believe Phoenix Weaponry, our good friend Aaron Casey's involved in this too, but talk about some of the sponsors and people that help you.
Yeah, Phoenix Weaponry definitely is one of our main sponsors for this event. They're going to be on site also, answering lots of questions if people have questions on different types of firearms that maybe Phoenix Weaponry can help with. We also have Cabela's. They've been a huge help this year. Bass Pro's been a big help. Again, they're out and stepped up. Really, even Sportsman's. And we have a lot of different vendors, a lot of retailers that step up and want to be a part and want to help out for the cause. It's just great. It's one of those opportunities that a lot of different manufacturers and retailers can come together and support one common cause. So it's been great.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, our guest is Brad Dreyer. He is with the NRA, Colorado State Field Rep. The number is 720-232-7601. If you have any questions for Brad, you can simply go to friendsofthenra.org and then click on Colorado, you said?
Click on Colorado, click on Find an Event, and then click on Colorado. It'll walk you right through it, or you can call me directly.
Okay, and again, that number is 720-232-7601. Now, as far as a volunteer, sometimes, you know, I mean, you get 400 people, you need help. Is that something that if they say, hey, look, you know what, you know, we want to buy a ticket, but we also want to help out or whatever, or could you use some extra help and volunteers?
Certainly. We're always pretty well staffed for these events with volunteers. In fact, I've got people coming from as far away as Cortez, Grand Junction, even Craig, Colorado, even down in Lamar, our southeast corner. We've got volunteers that help out with our 25 different banquets that are coming to help for this one.
Okay.
But we can always use more people. And it's not just in this local area. We're always looking for volunteers throughout the state to help with our local committees.
Right.
There's always more need for more people. You know, always need more people.
Sure. And first of all, I guess we should say, you know, become a member of the NRA if you're not. That is, it's a great organization, one that really, really helps us out. And, you know, with fighting our battles for us, and the government and all the different things. So, I mean, I believe it's $35. Am I right on that?
It is $35.
Okay.
And the best part about these banquets, Scott, is you do not have to be an NRA member to come to the banquets.
Okay, great.
It's there forever, and the doors are open for anyone that wants to come. We won't be selling memberships at the banquet just because it's a Friends of NRA event, so we don't do any recruiting to membership. There's no pressure when you come. If you're worried about coming, that you might be pressured to sign up, and maybe that's not your cup of tea, there's no pressure there because we don't do recruiting there. We'd love for everyone to be a member.
Sure.
But you don't have to be a member to attend.
Okay, great. Again, you can reach Brad directly, 720-232-7601, 720-232-7601, or simply go to friendsofthenra.org, click on Colorado, or Finding Events, and then Colorado, and they'll get you fixed up. Now, what are some, I believe I noticed when I was quickly scanning the website, there are a couple other banquets in different places. Let's go ahead and talk about those.
Yeah, there's some different banquets. We've got two left. We do pretty much 25 throughout the year, but the last two we have left, other than state banquet, the first one is October 1st, and that's out in Craig, Colorado. That's kind of up in the corner, almost to Wyoming there, but it's a great banquet, great little community there, and they host an awesome banquet every year. Typically right around the first Saturday in October. This year it's the first.
Okay.
And then we're going to end our year on the opposite corner of the state, down in Lamar, Colorado, with our Southeast Colorado Friends of NRA chapter. And that's on the 15th of October. That's one of those nice small events. They typically have 100, 150 people. It's just a great time. I really get a chance to go and win some items there. Again, it's a great time supporting a great cause.
Right. And usually you have some great items on a live auction.
We do. We always try to have different. There's a lot of times we'll have different things on the live auctions. We try to just keep it interesting for people that will come to multiple banquets. We do have a pretty good following.
Mm-hmm.
So each banquet will have some similar items. But there's definitely some unique things you can't find at every banquet. So always some good variety there. The other thing I was going to point out to you, Scott, I almost forgot about, is online, when they go to www.friendsofnra.org,
okay,
and they click on Finding Events, under the Colorado tab for the state banquet for CO1, it's the October 8th time frame. On the bottom, there's a couple tabs there you can click on for more information. We do have a pre-event flyer on there. It talks about a pre-event raffle we'll have going on.
Oh,
so if you know you can't make the event, but you want to try and win some guns, you can actually buy into some raffle tickets there by calling me directly. It's the only way to get those raffle tickets is to call me. We cannot sell those online, and you can win guns without even being present.
Wow.
So another great way, if you can't make it that weekend because you're out of town, you can still win some guns.
All right, so give Brad a call, 720-232-7601. Again, this is the statewide banquet. This is as big as it gets for the Friends of the NRA. It's October 8th. It's going to be held in Longmont at the Longmont Moose Lodge at 2200 Pratt Street. They're in Longmont. And again, Brad's number is 720-232-7601. Well, Brad, I tell you, this is a great organization, and we will certainly try to help and push this, maybe even during some of the week on our Haystack show as well, because we'd love to have a big crowd out there and get as many people involved as we can. So we appreciate you taking a few minutes with us today, and we'll be in touch soon.
Awesome, Scott. Look forward to seeing you there.
Okay,
bud. Thanks
so much. All right, that's Brad Dreyer. Again, he is the Colorado State Field Rep for the NRA. Call him. The only way you can get those tickets there, those raffle tickets, is to call him if you know you can't come to the banquet. But we hope you will be able to come. As he mentioned, at that banquet, over 127 guns will be there, and your chances to win. And I'm telling you, it's a great organization, a great fun night for the whole family. Just go to friendsofthenra.org, finding events in the Colorado. You can scan there about the other one in Lamar. And I believe he said that's on October 15th, and the one in Craig is October 1st. But this big one is the statewide one, October 8th. So get your tickets today. And again, Brad's number, 720-232-7601. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
In a flash, from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon, the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault, after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of Flesh Law. Flesh Law will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries.
Call 303-806-8886 for the Flesh Law Firm. 303-806-8886. Online, go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Flesh Law, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Dana Lash, late nights at 10 on KLZ 560 and 100.7 FM. KLZ, the source.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. Be sure and check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. And a lot of our sponsors are on there. Well, matter of fact, all of our sponsors are listed there. And when you click on their logo, it will take you right to their website where you can find out more information about them. And one of our great sponsors and good friends of our show is going to join us now, Phoenix Weaponry, Aaron Casey. Aaron, how are you today?
Doing pretty good down here at the Tana Gun Show, pushing guns on people and trying to have a good time.
Well, that's great, and I appreciate you taking a few minutes because I know every time I'm down there on a Tana Gun Show, you guys are swamped at your booth. So what all will you have down or do you have down there for Tana Gun Show for people to look at?
Well, we got all of our receivers out. We got caught up again, so we got a few receivers for sale. We should have a Liza shotgun for sale, so we actually have one of those in stock now. We're starting to try to catch up a little bit. We actually just got a bunch of guns down there at Centennial Gun Club and then delivered some to Liberty Firearms, too. So we're running low again, but you know, we also do Cerakoting and all the gunsmithing, so all the guys will be down there talking about the different things that they do. We'll have a couple of neat new toys down there. We just made a 607 Colt replica that's pretty neat, you know, all painted up in like a tiger stripe camo to kind of show off what we can do, and you know, all the same suppressors and all the fun stuff that we always make.
Absolutely, and I'm telling you, you need to get up to Longmont. Now, you know, depending where you live, they may sound like a long drive, but it's really not. If you're here in the Denver area, boy, it doesn't take a half hour or so to get up there, and Aaron will take you through for a nice tour of the facility, and it is really something to see. And as he mentioned, and, well, I'll tell you what, I'll let you do it. For those that, again, have heard you maybe a few times but never really understood all that you have to offer, kind of give us an overall view of everything you're able to do for us.
Well, I've been told by a couple of people who come here and visit the shop that I'm not a small shop anymore, so I'll quit saying that.
Yep.
We have 5 CNC machining centers, 3 full-time machinists, full-time Cerakote guy, full-time front room guy, 2 full-time gunsmiths, and all the other stuff that goes along with it. So we got 4,600 square feet of manufacturing, gunsmithing, coating, and showroom. So we can do pretty much anything you want, from refinishing your beat-up old hunting rifle to building a brand-new long-range precision suppressed competition rifle, SBRs, whatever you need, we can do it.
And, you know, if you've got a, you know, a current weapon you want to get some things done to, you know, and get it dressed up a little bit more and the Cerakoting and all that, you know, I've had some friends do that as well. And, boy, I've been very, very happy with the finished product. Again, our guest is Aaron Casey, Phoenix Weaponry. You can check out his website, phoenixweaponry.com. Their number is 720-340-2496. Tanner Gun Show Day today and tomorrow, Sunday. And so if you're listening to this on Sunday mornings at 5 a.m., you're up early enough to get over to the Tanner Gun Show and be sure and stop by the booth. Is there a little deal we could offer for those that maybe come by your booth and mention they heard you on the show, that if they want to order something or, you know, buy something? I know it's hard to tell depending on what they might do, but can we offer a little discount for them if they'll come by and see you at the booth?
We always offer your listeners a constant discount. You know, it's always the 10% off, like we got in your flyer there. We'll always take good care of them.
All right, and you can get that. Our 2016 Sportsman of Colorado Resource Guide, you can look at that on our website online. But if you'll just go by and mention the show today and that you heard Aaron on there, he'll get you fixed up. And, you know, sometimes we get jaded with all the discounts people offer. Sometimes the when you see 30, 40, 50 off, those are off prices they've never sold their product for. So what you're going to get is 10% off of a custom build. And really, that's off of Aaron's, what I will call his everyday, you know, his everyday low price of actually what he sells it for. So it is a true discount, and the Cerakoting and all that he can help you with. Now, we've got a pretty cool event, and I'm actually going to be able to come to this now. I was double booked, but one other group for a veterans group, I was going to be doing something on October 8th, switched to do their banquet next April. So we'll be coming to that Friends of the NRA banquet, which is the large one, the statewide banquet October 8th. So tell us a little bit about your involvement. Yeah, so tell us a little bit about your involvement there.
Well, we got suckered into being the FFL for the entire event. So we get to handle all 120 guns or something like that that they're giving away.
Right.
So I get to do all that. We're giving away a can or a suppressor. So that'll be up for auction, I believe. I think they were talking about putting it up with a gun trust too, so that you can have like the whole package. But yeah, we'll be there. We have a corporate table hanging out, bring some of my guys from my shop. We'll be running the guns. We'll be running them down to the place and setting up, and then we'll be coming back, and I'll have to take all the guns back to the shop with us. And then everybody will have to come to my shop to you know, do their transfers. And we offer, of course, you know, from the NRA bank, we offer a little bit of a, like, I think a $16 transfer.
Yep.
If you want a gun at the Friends of the NRA banquet. So, you know, Brad puts on a pretty good event. The state banquet there is a real nice venue. It's the Moose Lodge. Using prime rib dinner, baked potato. I mean, it's good food. The tickets are pretty cheap. Lots and lots and lots of guns to give away. They got a bunch of, I mean, tons of stuff. So they've got a nice variety of everywhere, from like a Ruger Precision to some handguns that they're going to be giving away. So
right,
it's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And again, that's Saturday, October the 8th. In Longmont at the Longmont Moose Lodge. You can call Brad Dreyer directly at 720-232-7601. Again, that's 720-232-7601. For more information on that and how you can get your tickets, you can go to friendsofthenra.org, click on Events and Colorado, and you can find out more information about that. If you're just joining us, Aaron Casey's our guest, Phoenix Weaponry. And I tell you, if you are looking for a unique firearm and one that is really a custom build, this is the place to get it done. And Aaron, you know, so many times off the shelf, yeah, you know, they may shoot, but boy, they're just not the precision and all that you guys can get there when something's made by you guys at Phoenix Weaponry.
Yeah, we really specialize in working with customers to figure out exactly what they want. You know, we build them the weapon that fits the purpose that they're going to use it for. So if you want a hunting weapon, that's different than a three-gun toy. Something for home defense is completely different than both of those. You know, long-range competition is completely different than that. So each one of these weapons can be configured out exactly how you want it, with the balance where you want it. And then also we can work with you so that you're not running a $1,000 barrel on your, you know, three-gun toy either. So we try to make it so that, you know, the cost is where it needs to be for you to have a custom-built weapon to do the job, but not, you know, having you run, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of rounds through your long-range precision barrel that you're only using up to 25 yards. So
right.
We try to make everything exactly for what your purpose that you want it to be.
Right.
And including the colors, the camo, the, I mean, we could be flashy up on a Facebook page. We just posted up a gun all painted up in like Captain America kind of colors.
I saw that.
So, I mean, we could do anything from that to like a real subtle camo pattern. So.
Right. No, that's great. Again, our guest, Aaron Casey, Phoenix Weaponry. Their number is 720-340-2496. Out at the Tanner Gun Show this weekend. So get out and see them. Stop by their booth. Mention you heard them on Sportsman Colorado. 10% off. If you want to do a custom build with them, they'll take care of Cerakoting and all that as well. Now, you mentioned gun trust. Let's, you know, we got a 3 or 4 minutes left here, but let's talk about the gun trust a little bit and what's involved in that, the reason behind it, on the suppressors.
Well, the original reason for the gun trust was to basically circumvent the chief law enforcement officer sign-off, which for political reasons, the sheriff's departments were refusing to sign off on people having, you know, certain NFA items, even though they have not done anything wrong. It was just a political thing. So even though they'd passed the background check, the chief law enforcement officer would say, no, that's not really how it was supposed to work. So what has happened is with a new law that was redone, it was called 41F, and so what was going on is that the now it's a chief law enforcement officer notification. So what we're working on now is that the gun trust is actually still a viable vehicle, because you can still have it where, you know, if you and your tight buddies all want to have a suppressor to share, then all you guys can, you know, then of course hand the weapon around between the two of you or three of you or how many other people you want on the trust.
Right.
You do a transfer just you individually. Technically, if you left your suppressor in your house and you were no longer there, your wife has access to that suppressor, which is kind of technically illegal. So the way it's supposed to work is that if you've done a private transfer, not a trust or an LLC, that if your suppressor is able to be accessed by other people while you're not near it, then they now have access to something they're not supposed to. So technically your suppressor would have to be locked away in a safe that nobody else has any keys to but the person on the stamp. And then also, if you pass away or something happens, a lot of times the suppressors or the NFA items become kind of a burden to the people left behind due to the, you know, all of a sudden you have to do a new Form 4 and everything gets kind of crazy.
Right.
So
now if... Like, I've got my suppressor ordered with you. So in, you know, 6 months, I want to order another one. Do I have to do another whole gun trust, or how does that work? I know I have to pay the tax stamp, all that things, but do I have to get another trust, or how is that easily added on to your current one?
It's just easily added on to your current one. And the other thing is that, you know, your suppressors can be passed down to family members. Other people can be added as trustees. It becomes more of a living organism than it's being locked up is that you are the only person on your Form 4 and nobody else can even touch it without you being, like, within arm's reach of them.
Okay, great, great. And Aaron's got a gentleman attorney that handles all of that for you. So, boy, it takes all the aggravation out of that. And boy, it's simply an easy process. Aaron them can walk you through that with the attorney that helps him there. So, a few things right now. Tanner Gun Show. Get out there today or tomorrow. See Aaron and his team at the Phoenix Weaponry booth. Also, October 8th. Again, you can come see us. We'll all be there, and I'd love to see you there as well. And that is for the Friends of the NRA Banquet. And again, that's going to be in Longmont. If you want to get tickets, we're going to hear from Brad Dreyer a little bit later today. But you can call Brad directly at 720-232-7601. And also, you know, Aaron, you guys do gunsmithing and all of that, so I just want to let everybody, you're kind of a one-stop shop that can help us with pretty much all of our firearm needs.
Yeah, we can basically handle everything from old antique weapons all the way up to your Class 3 NFA weapons or anything like that that you've broken, or if you've damaged one of your suppressors from other manufacturers, whatever. We can handle just about anything you've got.
All right. Well, Bud, hey, I appreciate you taking a few minutes away from your booth there at the Tanner Gun Show today. I'll let you get back at it, and we will catch up with you soon.
Thank you, Scott. Have a good day.
All right, Bud, you too. That's Aaron Casey, right. Phoenix Weaponry. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Our pets will have many different needs throughout their lives. And whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start?
Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store. Family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 66. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesch for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorsports.com.
Steve Dace, 7 to 10 weeknights on KLZ 560 AM and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to the show. My name is Scott Watley. Again, thank you so much for being with us today. Great to have my good friend and a great supporter of all of our shows, really. Haystack Help Radio, Sportsman of Colorado as well, and that is Alan Stack with Stack Optical. I'm telling you, if you go to Stack Optical, you will see the difference. Alan, we got to get that tagline in there. You will see the difference at Stack Optical. But welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott.
So, you know, I think it all starts when we talk about eyewear and glasses and all the different things. And I was talking to someone yesterday about our Stack Sport Pack, which we'll touch on here momentarily. And the guy was moving his glasses a little bit different. I said, can you not see through those? He goes, well, he goes, I've worn them for 6 years. He said, I just hadn't taken the time to go back and, you know, see if they're still good for me. But they work for me okay, but he's struggling and wearing glasses. Why do that? Because your eyes change.
Exactly. You have natural changes in the eye every couple years. You know, I'll watch people and all of a sudden they're looking through the middle of the lens instead of the top of the lens, and it turns out that as we get older, sometimes our power is reduced. So it's just natural to hold your head back and try to do it with the lenses.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't realize that, yeah, your prescription has changed.
Right. Because it's funny, if you're sitting around in an airport or something, or just sitting around watching people, you'll see people pull out something to read, and you'll see them doing all kinds of movements with their head to just try to read something.
Yeah, and that's a lot of times an indication that, you know, the prescription has changed. It could be an indication they weren't fit properly to begin with.
Right. So is there an age that really your eyes stop changing? I mean, like past 70, are they still getting?
Well, yeah, but the thing is, we get older too, then we have the natural aging of the eye, and then you got the presbyopia, mm-hmm. which is, you know, the instead of the eye, the lens inside the eye focusing for close and far, it the muscle or the muscles around it allow, so it doesn't do that, and that's what we call presbyopia, and also that lens will start to get cloudy. And that's cataracts. So there's always changes in the eye as we go through.
Right, right. I told someone I'd ask you this, and I told him, I said, you know, Alan's not the doctor. He's the expert person that makes the glasses and all that. But every morning they have to get up and put just these tears in their eyes because their eyes are dry.
Right.
What is that something that where the eye's not healthy? Or is
No. Well, back in my contact lens fitting days, I fit contacts in the 80s and 90s. We were seeing a lot of this because we're drier here, mm-hmm. you know, and a contact needs the moisture, so it pulls it from the tears to stay moist.
Okay.
So then we'll use more artificial tears. And, you know, that was the beginning days of the soft lenses, and now they've really improved them. They don't take as much moisture from the eye to stay soft. But, you know, but a lot of folks will have problems with their tear ducts, this type of thing, and you go see their doctor, and that's, you know, you see those advertisements for Restasis and that type of thing. It's just...
Oh, that's what that word means. Okay. 303-321-1578 is the number. Again, stackoptical.com is the website, but 303-321-1578. So, there's a lot of things you don't want to delay on. What are some maybe warning signs with the eye that you say, boy, you need to get in and see, you know, the doctor at Stack Optical?
Well, warning signs, if you all of a sudden start seeing flashes of light and that kind of stuff, no, you don't call us. You go to the hospital away, you know, and that type of thing. But if all of a sudden you start noticing kind of a gradual decrease in the vision, that type of thing, that could be the natural changing of the eye. You want to get in and get an eye exam. But if it's been a few years, you want to do it anyway, because a lot of times we can catch, or the doctor can catch stuff early, we can correct it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just in my family, we've got glaucoma. My grandfather was on drops for 40 years. They caught it early in his life, and it never became a problem because he was on the drops. They kept the pressures under control. And now they've got all kinds of different types of surgeries and this type of stuff that can eliminate pressure. So it's just so important. Because once the damage is done, mm-hmm. that's it. You can't reverse it.
Sure.
So you want to catch that stuff early.
Right. As far as just eyewear, I mean, you made me a pair of glasses like you're wearing. I see today you're sporting another type pair with the cool frames. But it must be a pretty big job for you to stay on top of all the current frames, you know.
The frames are one thing. I mean, you know, the others... There's probably, you know, dozens of different materials they're made out of,
right.
different ways of designing a hinge and that kind of stuff. But the biggest one for me is keeping up on all the different types of lenses. You know, we have digital lenses that we're able to manipulate for the computer, for driving, sportswear. And there's so many different ways that we can make a lens to enhance that particular activity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're constantly coming up with new ones, and they're improving, like the transition lens. It's, you know, it's getting better. It's clearer than it used to be, and they're getting darker. They're still having a problem inside the car, but there's other kind of types of lenses that'll work well in the car. So we have so many different options.
Right. And again, you hear us talk about the Stack Sport Pack, whether it's on Haystack Help Radio or a Sportsman of Colorado Radio. And of course, we talk about them being shooting glasses and all this, but they're really outdoor glasses that can really enhance any of your outdoor activities. But, you know, for a long time, I was wearing one lens that I had with my Stack Sport Pack. And then Alan told me I'd probably like this brown better for driving, brown lens. And I can tell you, I do.
I don't know how you wore that red one, but but you know, it that red did a lot of, it blocked out the blue light. It just gave such a hue to everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that driving lens that you have, boy, that's turning into my all-around lens. I like that for everything.
Yeah, and I was playing a golf tournament with our premier regenerative stem cell and wellness centers last week in Longmont, and it was early in the morning. The sun was hitting some different areas, and man, a lot of guys were out there struggling seeing and everything.
I mean, that's what's neat about that lens, yep, is it changed color depending on the lighting conditions.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. Again, Alan Stack is our guest. Stack Optical is the company. 303-321-1578. Check out the website, stackoptical.com. $69 for an eye exam. Let's talk about the exam, because this isn't just a little deal where, you know, it's a five-minute little check.
No, no. Typically, we schedule a half hour for the eye exam, and sometimes it runs a little bit over just because the doc will take as much time as it takes. He's going to answer all your questions, and he does a thorough eye exam. Mm-hmm. He checks for the pressures. He looks inside the eye, as well as really refines that refraction and works with you to come up with the best refraction.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of different types of ways to do refractions out there. We have one of those in the office where it's an auto refractor. And, you know, you can only do so much without having the patient start to give their input.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you get your refining.
Sure.
You know, to have all this automated type technology out there is nice, but it's a starting point.
Right. And, you know, what I love, and actually all the things you've done for me have been perfect. I hadn't had to have any adjustments. But what is so good is you have your own lab right there on site where, you know, if there is any fitting issue, any changes with someone, whatever, you can take care of it immediately.
Exactly.
Right there.
And you know, another advantage of having that lab there is, it's just like yesterday, you know, you have somebody that, you know, their lenses are only a year or two old,
mm-hmm,
but they put them in a pretty old frame,
yeah,
and that frame was broken. Well, having a lab on site, I could take their old lenses and fit them into another frame while they waited.
Mm-hmm.
Places don't do that anymore. One, most places don't have opticians,
right,
that know how to do that.
Sure.
And it's really a neat service to be able to offer our clients.
Yeah. And I think you just hit on a big point. It is hard to find in just about any field, but especially, you know, whether it be with these hearing deals, hearing aids and different things and eyewear. You know, a lot of big box stores are really hurting, you know, the small businesses and things like that with prices they get and all that thing. But continually people tell me, yeah, but you don't get that care because of someone that's been doing it like as long as you have,
right,
you know. There's a kid behind the counter sometimes that was overselling vacuums last week. Now they got him over in the eyewear department.
Right.
And, you know, you've got to know what you're doing.
Yeah, and that's so important. And you're right. I mean, a lot of these, there's been so much that's happened in the last 10 years. A lot of the folks like me that have retired, there's been no one to replace them.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, there's so many different types of ways to get eyewear, but there's not a lot of opticians left to really help you make that selection.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all retiring, and that's why we're still around, I think, is because so many of those places closed up.
Sure, yeah. Again, the Stack Sport Pack, we'll touch on that a minute, so I'll let you give the best description you can of the Stack Sport Pack.
Well, what's really neat about that type of a system is you have one frame and multiple lenses. So you can start off with the frame and one set of lenses for one of your outdoor activities, such as, let's say, shooting. And then you decide, later on, I'm going to get some golf lenses. And it just takes seconds to switch out those lenses. And you can get multiple types of lenses for this. Another neat thing about that frame is it's adjustable in the field. So, you know, if you're going to be really active, you can tighten it up behind the ears, tighten it up on the nose. If you're just sitting in a blind, you don't want any pressure, you can loosen them up.
Mm-hmm.
Another neat thing about those is it's a very durable frame. You don't get a lot of slippage. So it's definitely one of my favorite outdoor pair of glasses. But it's just being able to switch out those lenses in seconds is really nice.
And here in Colorado, I mean, man, what you put on in the morning may not be what you want to wear in the afternoon when
what's neat about, you know, like that lens that you have, we call it the drivewear lens. It's kind of, you know, a golf lens, but, you know, hunters love this lens too because it darkens up into a darker brown.
Mm-hmm.
And brown is really your best color for being able to pick up, you know, animals on the other, you know, on the opposite slope and that type of thing. Gray, typically in a hunting situation, is not good because it darkens shadows and you
right.
miss things. But what's neat about that lens that you have is changes depending on the light condition.
Mm-hmm.
So if all of a sudden it gets really cloudy, it'll start to lighten up for you so you can still see. Then the sun comes out, it'll darken up for you.
Right.
So it's great for the early morning, late evening. So if you're looking for maybe one lens to start off with, that's a great lens to start.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that I do is called a transition brown, which will pretty much get clear and then turn brown. One of the advantages of that particular one is I tint it a light yellow so that it can be used for indoor shooting.
Right, right.
So there's so many different ways of using that Stack Sports Pack and designing it for your individual needs.
Yep. Trust your eyes to who I trust mine to. And that is Alan Stack. 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. Again, $69 for an eye exam that's very thorough. Just mention our show, and Alan will take great care of you. StackOptical.com. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you're lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, and Night Force optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Dana Lash, late nights at 10. On KLZ 560 and 100.7 FM, KLZ, the source.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. Certainly enjoyed all of our guests we've had on. It's great to have in studio today a friend, actually, that we were in the same business for a long time, and that was the furniture business, but Henry Ferguson. And Henry is a great archery guy, and so wanted to get Henry in, and I saw some posts on Facebook where he had some recent success, so we wanted to talk to him about that, get into a little bit about archery as well. So Henry, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Scott. Glad to be here.
Man, I tell you, nice antelope here.
Oh, you know, I got I kind of got a little lucky on the last day.
Wow.
It only took me about, according to my Fitbit, about 65 miles to get lucky. So
yes, wow.
Better late than never, right?
Man, no kidding. So back up a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about you and you know, how you got into hunting. I mean, you know, what made you get into it? And then we'll get into some of the hunts you're doing this year.
Well, I'll tell you, I got started out as a hunter at a real early age. My dad took me on a hunt when I was a young kid, and just left a lasting impression on me. I saw him take a mule deer, and I don't know, maybe that's why to this day mule deer is my animal of choice, but just really made a strong impression on me and something that I just really enjoyed. And it's, you know, through my teen years, I got lucky and got a buck when I was in high school, and I hunted 11 days out of a 13-day season My mom made me go back home to the homecoming dance. I guess I mean I did have a date and I was homecoming king, so I did need to go back for a little bit.
Right,
but
right.
I begrudgingly went back and got back out the next day and was able to take my first deer personally. And it was, I mean, you know, these impressions and these memories that it builds for you are just awesome. And it's been a lot of fun. So discovered archery in my late teens, and man, my life hasn't been the same since. So,
and I tell you, I got a lot of guys, Willie Schmidt,
Travis
Stolfus, all these guys, you know, and then of course Phil Mendoza with No Limits Archery,
know them all,
our archery guy, and all this. And so Phil just, you know, we finally got dialed in with a good bow, and I've always just been a rifle guy, and so I still haven't taken anything in my bow yet. But next year, I'm definitely going to take it back to Africa, I think, when I do that,
nice.
Which would be cool.
A nice target-rich environment.
Yes,
that's
yes.
a good place to start.
Absolutely, but. Talk just a little bit about, you know, boy, even someone like yourself has been doing a long time. Talk about some of the maybe two or three common mistakes that, boy, if you're not careful in archery, you can make.
Oh, that's easy. It's easier to make mistakes than to get it right. So first of all, a lot of people don't get started out right. They start out with equipment that doesn't fit. And if the equipment doesn't fit, your chances of success are minimal.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you get started out with good equipment, it fits you properly, and you get some good basic form instruction from a good coach or somebody who really does know what they're talking about, it can shorten that your learning curve significantly. I've taught friends of mine how to shoot and taken them literally from never having shot a bow to, you know, a year later, they're taking animals. And
right.
It really comes down to a couple things. Your shot has to have a solid foundation. It's like any structure you're building. I look at your shot as, mm-hmm. as like a structure. So if you start out, you've got a couple places you contact the bow. Number one, you've got to have a solid anchor point on your face somewhere. And I see so many people who do not have that. And that just is the foundation of the shot in my mind. And when I was really struggling a few years ago, when I went back and thought about the basics and solidified my anchor point, shot came back together real fast.
Yep.
So you got your anchor point and your grip on your bow. Mm-hmm. Those are the two places that you actually touch the bow. It's where you interface with it. And if they're right and they're consistent,
right.
accuracy comes easy.
Sure.
But man, if you screw up in either of those, boy, it shows real quick.
And that old thing, just practice, practice, practice. And really, you know, so many times, a lot of guys will go to, you know, a place like No Limits and just stand there, perfect stance, standing up. Most people don't get to shoot that from that position, though. So you really need to practice kneeling down, different angles, all kinds of things, don't you?
That's a great point. I'll tell you, my next shot I get standing up on level ground at an animal will be my first. And I was thinking about that the other day as I was driving back from after the successful antelope hunt, thinking of the different angles that I've taken on shots over the last few years. And I mean, it's been unorthodox to say the least. Mm-hmm. So one of the best things you can do is join a good 3D club or, you know, some kind of a field club, Golden High Country Archers here in town. I do a lot of shooting out at Columbine Bowman out in, off Highway 67 in Sedalia, because it's about a half hour drive from my house. You can shoot up and downhill, and it challenges you.
Sure.
It challenges those skills and makes you a better shooter for sure.
Right. Our guest is Henry Ferguson, and Henry's been a friend for several years, and wanted to get him on the show and kind of talk about some of his hunts this year so far. So tell us what all you started out this year going after. What's your list?
So I started out with antelope, and I had antelope has been a humbling animal for me. I've hunted them a lot over the years, and good gosh, until yesterday, they had made me question every single skill I've had as a hunter.
Right.
I've been winded, I've been spotted, I've been heard, I've blown them in some rather creative ways. Mm-hmm. And the first couple days of the season this year, I was able to have my son with me, who's 10, and we went out and we did some really fun spot and spook antelope hunting, because I don't know that spot and stalk's an accurate description
of
what I was doing, but we educated an awful lot of antelope and sent a lot of them running the other way, but had a lot of fun, built a lot of memories. And, you know, then I went back up the next weekend with a buddy of mine, Tim Lang, and we did the same. We scared a bunch more, and then – deer season started, and I get just complete. I have a total inability to focus on anything but mule deer once that season opens. And sorry about that to my wife and child.
they know
and acknowledge that and are very patient. But got in on some great stocks and had some challenging stocks that didn't go quite the way I had hoped. Mm-hmm. And finally, one Saturday evening on the 10th, I guess it was, I snuck in with a buddy of mine, Mike Neal. And we're still at a fairly long range on these bucks, and I drew back on them three times, and the wind was a little tricky, and at that distance, there's just, everything has to be perfect. Wow. So I kept letting down, and I could go over the rest of that evening, but it makes me look like a bad hunter, so I won't. My buddy Mike went down and played bird dog and chased the bucks right back up to where I should have been, but I outsmarted him and went out a different way and tried to cover an escape route. But the next morning, we'd gone on a couple stalks and had spotted a couple of nice deer, and Mike got 5 feet from a buck in the oak brush before it blew out. So that was pretty neat. But we were on our way out, and I pointed over and I said, you know, there's this wash over here, that real steep banked wash. And I said, every once in a while we see deer in there. And I said, and they tend to bed up right under, right there. And sure enough, this buck was standing right there. And he wasn't standing, he was bedded down under this little brush. And so we made a big loop around, got the wind in our favor, snuck right in, and literally found ourselves 22 yards away from him when he stood up. And one quick shot, and he was down in 50 yards. Blood trails are great, but anytime I can see the animal just literally go over and lay down, that's no doubt. So much better.
No doubt. So you got your mule deer now, your antelope?
Got the antelope yesterday, was able to decoy one in, which is a technique that has never worked for me in the past, but I guess if you try something enough.
You got the one that hooks on the bow?
So I've got one of those, but I needed something. This area I was hunting has absolutely zero cover.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that bow-mounted decoy is a great idea, but you've got to have some cover to hide yourself. Mm-hmm. And the only cover I had was an antelope decoy. So I have one of the old foldable Mel Dutton decoys.
Yeah, yeah.
And I set that out, and I saw this buck from the road. He was just out cruising looking for does. And so I went out and was able to get in front of him, and with a couple of really short sprints, because that's about all I physically have
exactly,
in me. So,
yeah.
But set that decoy up, and that son of a gun just came trotting right in, and he was pretty patient. I sent a warning shot at him, and I don't know what happened. I practice year round.
Yeah.
I put a lot of time into it, and it was just one of those unexplainable misses.
Yeah.
But he trotted out to 68 yards and stopped there, and he took it pretty solid there. That was it for him.
Wow.
So,
talk about
equipment.
And then what's left now for you?
Well, I technically have a deer tag in Utah. My wife has a third season rifle tag here in Colorado.
Okay.
And I still have an over-the-counter archery elk tag, which is probably going to end up in the trash can.
Hopefully not. We've got a couple minutes left. Let's talk real quick about equipment as far as archery. I mean, and again, it's kind of like, you know, some people like Weatherby, some people like
Absolutely,
Browning. Everybody's got their own deal, but what's some of the equipment you like, arrows brought in?
You know, the great thing is this is kind of a renaissance for archery right now, because there are so many great bows out there. There's a lot of good answers and right answers for that. Personally, I shoot Hoyt. I have a Hoyt Carbon Defiant 30 that I'm shooting
Spider,
this year.
Carbon Spider.
Great bow.
Yeah.
Great bow. In fact, I literally took a buck in 2014 with a Carbon Spider.
Yeah.
Love that bow.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I've shot gold tip arrows forever. They're just solid as a rock, real straight arrow, and no pun intended.
Yeah.
And Grim Reaper broadheads have done me real well, and Badlands backpacks, was able to get that antelope out all one trip and back to the truck, and nice and clean. So couldn't beat
that's
it.
Cool. Yeah. Now, are you thinking about doing some things with the show? Did I see?
Not that I'm aware of. Okay, I'm still taking offers, you know. I'm still sitting back, and until then, I'll
read a lot of stuff, and I thought you were doing something. Were you talking about doing a show or something? Well, hopefully we can get you on here more. And,
hey, man, always willing to.
You can fill us in when you hear things out there. Give us some field reports from some of your buddies. And
glad to do it.
You're doing out there as well and everything, and so, yeah, it's awesome. So, we'll talk about your furniture line real quick.
Well, you know what? I've been selling wholesale furniture to the furniture stores out here for, let's say I moved to Colorado in 1994, and I've been doing that ever since. It's it pays the bills, you know. It pays the bills until somebody comes along and says, "Hey, Henry, we want to give you all the money in the world to go out and hunt mule deer and shoot your bow."
I'm still looking
until
for
then,
that.
You know.
I'm still looking for that invitation as well.
Okay, I'll keep you in mind, Scott.
All right, bud. Well, good, bud. Hey, thanks for being with us today.
And, thanks a lot.
We'll get you on some more. And we'll talk a little bit of archery. I think there's a lot of questions out there for people. And again, boy, if you got nothing out of this, get this. Get the right equipment that fits you. It doesn't matter what your buddies can pull back or what fits them or what they say does the best job on animals. It's what you can use and what is good for you that fits you. Absolutely.
Proper fits, the whole thing.
Yep. Thanks for joining us today on Sportsman of Colorado. Be sure and go to friendsofthenra.org. Get your tickets for the October 8th banquet up in Longmont. We'll be there and would love to see you there again. Over 130 guns are going to be given away that night with all the things they have going on there. So thanks for being with us. Be sure and check out our new website, sportsmanofcolorado.com, and have a great day.
Expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.